microphone green light working now.
Green light working now?
And a working top.
And the microphone?
Microphone, yes. Right.
You can see it, can you?
Oh, up here.
Up here? Oh, yes, so it is.
Yes.
Are the green lights working on both the microphones? We didn't lift the tablecloth up. We discovered wood underneath.
Did I show you?
Yes, you've shown me, yes. Let's leave the cloth on now because we're about to have breakfast, aren't we?
A challenge!
No, the orange and green lights, darling, are on the equipment. It's just the green light on its own, on the microphones.
Yes. No, green. Green now.
Green now?
Yes, no challenge.
No orange.
Green now.
Would you like cornflakes or Rice Krispies, Thomas? Rice Krispies, and would you like them with milk or without milk?
The Krispies.
Rice Krispies with milk?
Yeah. Big fire! Big bird! Big brown bird!
Big brown bird? Well, yes, that's the butt at the back of the cereal box.
Big fire! It's a big brown bird!
Let's see what it says it is. It doesn't say, Thomas. There's a picture of a dinosaur there, look. That's not really a fire, it's a red... Oh, it says Giant of the Skies. It's a very red and purpley orange sky, isn't it? But it doesn't look like a fire.
It's really a fire.
Try and keep your shirt clean. Rice Krispies now?
Yes.
Try not to get them on your shirt because you're all dressed now for when you go out with Grandma and Grandad today, aren't you?
Yes, do this. I don't shop some milk.
Well, yes, we're getting near the end of the milk carton, but we don't need to go to the shops this morning because look. Remember yesterday we went to the supermarket after the party? We went to a party with Sonia and Isabel. No, her daddy Rod wasn't there yesterday, was he?
Sonia Isabel.
And whose birthday party was it?
Jonathan.
And how old was Jonathan?
He was 3 months.
No, he was just 1 year old. 1 year old, isn't he? Yes, Thomas is 2 or 5 months. But Jonathan was 1 yesterday. 22nd of September, he was 1. And how old is his sister, Rachel? Rachel's 3, isn't she?
Rachel.
And what's their mummy called?
Alison,
that's right. You remember asking Alison for a drink of lemonade?
Yeah.
We had sandwiches and sausage rolls and lots of crisps and things like that. And there's some beautiful cakes, weren't there?
Yeah.
And Kit Kats.
Kit Kat.
And biscuits. There you go.
Biscuits.
And Mummy had a drink called Dandelion and Burdock, which you've not had for years. Oh! Are you listening to your Rice Krispies? What are they doing?
What are they doing?
Snap, crackle and...
Pop!
Pop! That's right.
Nice.
Are they nice?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. And how do you sing the happy birthday song?
One candle,
yes, there was one candle on the thing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jonathan. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, well done. You sang it all the way through. You pretended to blow out the candle and then you went, hooray! He got some nice presents, didn't he? Nice cards. And what was What was the present that you gave him?
Teletubbies.
No, he had a Teletubby. He had a big Tinky Winky, didn't he?
Yeah.
Now, do you remember the Thomas the Tank Engine, the little train we bought him?
The light train!
Yes, I'm just realising why you're probably saying Teletubbies, because we wrapped it in Teletubby wrapping paper, didn't we?
Ooh.
I'm just boiling the kettle now so I can have a cup of tea. Put this note back in the fridge.
Yeah. That one.
That one, like that. It's the daisy.
Boxes.
Yes, boxes. They're all storage boxes, aren't they?
With lids.
With lids.
Lids.
Well, we've got lots of cereal boxes, haven't we? We've got two boxes of cornflakes and one box of Rice Krispies. We haven't a lot of room to store them. Well, I was just thinking that the cornflake box, one of the cornflakes flake boxes, is nearly empty. So the cornflakes that are left, we'll tip out of the bag, look. Into that little storage box, yes. Because the storage box will stack up on something easier than the cereal packet, won't it?
Yes.
So we'll do that, and then we'll get rid of this box. When I say get rid of it, let's check it's clean, yes. Would you like it in your cupboard?
Yes, yes, of course.
Yes, of course. There you are, we pop it in there, and then when you're playing shops later on, you've got a big box of cornflakes, haven't you, to play with?
Yes.
Even at the Rice Krispies. There we are.
Bye-bye.
Going to put that bag of rubbish outside, Thomas.
Yeah. Green pass.
What did you say?
A friend coming pasta.
What's coming, Pat?
Trains.
Trains?
There's no trains. What are they doing?
Birdie's been sick on the mat again.
And they're sitting on the mat today.
She's been sick on the mat again, hasn't she?
A poo! Mummy, a pooed. Where's our...
What did you say then?
There's a dog. There's a horse. A bird coming.
Well, yes, we've got the door open so you can hear a lot more noise. It's an aeroplane, isn't it? Oh, yeah, we've sprayed the mats with that cleaner. Gosh, that's a very loud aeroplane, isn't it?
Mmm. What am I doing?
Mummy's pouring some water into the mat. It's outside, so it'll just flush straight away, won't it?
Charlie. Shining now.
Pardon?
Shining.
Shining, yes, the sun's shining. It was raining before, wasn't it?
Yes, right. And sunshine.
Sunshine. It's bright sunshine. Watch out, boys.
And they sit on the mat.
Freddie's been sick on the mat, yes, again. You think she's very well, Tom, isn't she?
No.
She's getting a very old cat. There we are, I don't think we can do any more.
Got more.
We took her to the vet the other night, didn't we? Do you remember?
The postman threw letters of sack.
That's right, the postman was emptying the letterbox, wasn't he?
Letters of sack. The land. Lady, here's the post. The letter.
Oh, that's right. The lady had a letter, didn't she? And she missed the collection, but she handed it to the postman through his van. It was lucky he took it from her, isn't it?
Mm. Hello, Puss.
Oh, she's coming now. Yes, hello, Puss.
Hello, Puss.
Got to treat her nicely away today, Thomas, please.
No.
She's not well, is she?
No, probably. Not room up in the door. Not room.
That's right. Is that what your vet said would happen?
Up in the door.
If you weren't nice to Birdie. He showed you inside that dark room, didn't he?
Yes. Naughty boys.
Naughty boys?
Mm.
You don't want to be one of those naughty boys, do you?
No.
Would you like some more juice?
Yes.
Blackcurrant juice.
And a puss. What is the bean puss?
Where have you been, Puss? She's been outside, hasn't she?
Mm.
There you are, blackcurrant juice.
Oh,
the bean sauce, the first one. Did he wave at you? He's going to Brian and Linda's house, isn't he? He's not walking past again. Oh, he looked straight in and waved then, didn't he?
Yeah. Thomas' house.
Thomas's house. That was nice, wasn't it, to see it?
Great! Letters!
Yes, are you singing letters in this sack? Pardon you, Tom. What do you say?
Just me.
It's better. Birdie's wondering why it's so wet on the patio, isn't it?
Oh,
is
no!
It?
Oh.
Poor Purdy. The water will all disappear in a few minutes.
Church. It's not water. Nobody does not like it.
Purdy doesn't like it?
Nope.
She doesn't, does she?
What's going on?
Yes, that must be what she's wondering. What's going on?
What's going on, Freddy?
What's going on? Right, I'll go and see what the postman's brought us this morning.
A pig pull. paper. Paper.
One letter for Daddy.
One letter for Daddy.
And one letter for Mummy. And a magazine.
What got here?
You got here, it's Mummy's letter. Just about to open it, I'm going to see, won't we?
Thomas held it.
Thomas held it?
Yes.
Don't worry, you can hurry in, right? It's got Mummy's name on it. It's from the bank.
In the bank, why not?
You're telling Mummy that she's got some money, yes it is.
It's opened.
Very good, thank you very much.
Indeed.
Yes, thank you very much indeed. That's what we have to say.
I'm
so busy messing about with Purdy then that I forgot to pour my tea. Every day when I have a cup of tea, it's always really strong. I forget to pour it out of the pot. Purdy, what's the matter, darling? I don't think we'll give Purdy any more food, will we?
Yeah, shops for some more food.
Shops for some more food?
Yes. More juice.
I think we'll have to just close the door because the sound of the elevator. It's very loud, isn't it? That's loud. Very loud. What a noise.
That
is down the line. You're not going to the airport on Monday and seeing all those airplanes?
Yes.
Who did we go to the airport with?
Then Charlotte and Lynn.
Charlotte and Lynn, that's right. And who else was at the party yesterday? Caitlin?
Yeah.
Thomas, would you like some toast now?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, please.
Yes, please. I'm down now, Mummy.
Well, I thought you were having some toast.
No, I'm down. No toast.
No toast?
No, I'm down.
Well, shall I make a piece? Because Mummy will have it if you don't want it. Mummy's not had any toast yet.
No!
Would you like an apple?
No, Lily. I wouldn't.
Pardon?
To Shalinsky. And we might.
Right, to check the light. Oh, Purdy's getting excited because I'm slicing a piece of bread. It's not for you, Pussy. It's not for you, Puss.
Mummy, no, Daddy.
She must have thought it was for her.
Yes.
I don't think Purdy's ever had a slice of toast.
I love biscuits. So down.
Would you like an apple, Thomas?
No.
Or some grapes?
No.
Right, okay.
Down.
You want to get down?
Yes. Good night, Flirting.
You want to see if the lights are working where they are? Just talk to me while I have this cereal. Because Mummy's got to go to work in a few minutes, isn't she?
Down.
Just wait until Mummy run, Dad.
Down.
Are you tired?
No. Down.
You want to hold my hand? Where did Mummy go last night?
Let's.
When we go to the dentist.
The dentist.
Yes. What did the dentist say?
One light, please.
Open light, please.
Down. pull me down.
All right. Okay. No, no, don't get upset. Just got to give you a quick wash first, haven't we?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, the toast has caught there.
Oh, no, just there.
Oh dear, well, I'll tell you what had happened. I've just sliced some bread and I cut it very thickly. And I think when it was ready to pop up, instead of popping up like it normally does, the bread must have stuck to the side of the toaster. Well, no, I've just seen this as the smoke was leaving the toaster, so it's not too bad.
No.
It's only a tiny bit that's black.
No.
Are you sure you don't want it?
No. No, I don't.
No, okay. Is that just a piece of ordinary bread?
No, not on your fetties. Not on yours. Not on yours. Not fetties. Not on your fetties.
Are you saying not yours, Purdy's?
No.
What you saying?
I don't want that diamond in. No, no, Purdy's. Oh, no.
You're saying no something, Purdy's, but I really can't tell what it is.
No, I won't. No, I won't. Big tummy. Big lips.
Has Amy got a big tummy?
Big lips.
And big lips?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Mind the big box.
Mind the big box.
Mind
the big box? Mm. What big box, Thomas?
Mind it.
Oh. Just a minute, you've wandered off. We need to take a... Oops.
Carry your tail.
Carry your tail? Well, she's run upstairs, hasn't she? I think you better just leave her alone, Thomas, don't you? There we are. So tell me if you can still see that green light up there.
No.
Did you enjoy your breakfast?
Yes. Crispy.
Crispy? So that's all you've had though.
Very brown donut.
You've had nothing else to eat?
Yes. Apple, please.
You'd like an apple now?
Yes.
Great. You said you'd finished, Thomas. That's why you left the table. You said you'd finished, and that's why you left the table. And I'm going to finish mine first, and then I'll get you some fruit. What are you doing? Playing with your bicycle?
No. The wheels go round.
Watching the wheels go round and round.
Grapes.
Well, just let Mummy finish hers.
Grapes.
Can you hear a noise next door?
Linda.
Linda, I think it might be Uncle Brian banging something.
Brian. And me the banging and Mitzi.
We've got to go and see Uncle Brian later because the postman brought a letter that really belongs to Uncle Brian, not us. It said number 43 on it and we're number 41, aren't we?
Yeah. Shovington Drive.
Shovington Drive, 41 Shovington Drive. 41 Shovington Drive is where we live.
The green light.
Yes, the green light's still on. 42 is the number bus we catch.
Mm.
And 43 is Auntie Linda's house.
Mm.
And 44 is Sue's house.
Sue's house.
can you see what's there? Don't bang the glass, Thomas, please.
Shiny.
Hello, darling.
Shiny.
Hello, Thomas.
Ouch.
Are you alright?
Yeah.
What are you doing, trying to climb onto me?
Silly mummy.
No, it's not mummy who's silly. Mummy's just sitting nicely trying to eat her breakfast. Are you holding mummy's hair?
Yeah.
Oh, give me a quick kiss and then I'll go get some toast. Thank you. That was a beautiful kiss. That was the nicest kiss I've had today. But don't tell Danny that. Daddy gave him a kiss when he went back to work, didn't he? And what's Daddy done today? He's gone back to work after being poorly for 2 days.
Yes.
And he's forgotten his work keys.
Work keys.
And he's forgotten to leave the car seat.
My car seat.
Which means you can't go in Grandma and Grandad's car.
No.
So when Mummy goes to work, she's got to call in to see Daddy. To take his keys and get the car seat to put into Grandad's car. What a mess. Would you like to put this envelope in your box of cards, Thomas? Are you looking out of the window to see when Grandma and Granddad arrive?
Yeah.
They're not here yet, are they?
Oh, no, window.
Oh, I see you're checking on the tape recorder, are you?
Yeah. Not a window.
Have they both? Oh, you're looking out of the window. I thought you said green girl and that you were looking at the lights. I think Mummy's hearing's a bit bad this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure whether I'm not listening or I'm not concentrating.
Not a window.
You're looking out of the window, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're looking to see what's happening. You tell me when Nana and Grandad arrive.
Who?
Oh, is that what you're doing now? Okay. Thank you for telling me. You do that then, Thomas, and then we can finish getting ready for the day, can't we? Looking out through the window.
Looking at the windows.
This toast sounds crunchy, doesn't it? It's the piece of toast that got stuck in the toaster. What's going on? Buttering the toast. Are you still waiting for your apple?
Yeah. Apple door.
So it's your open fridge door. Are you getting an apple out for me?
Mine. Out.
I mean, that's the coffee, isn't it?
Two coffees.
Two coffees. Where are the apples? There they are.
Yes, and grapes.
And some grapes.
And there are fuses.
Some black grapes.
Black. Got a fish.
No, let's just put the butter away before you do it.
Big bang.
Right, gently, don't big bang it. Just gently close it. Thank you, that's it then. Well done.
Sweet mummy.
You sweeping?
Mummy.
You're taking the little brush off the vacuum cleaner and you're sweeping me, are you? You think I don't like I need a good sweep?
Yes.
Ooh. Just yeah. A minute, I'm going to peel it for you.
Yeah.
It's an apple. You asked for an apple, didn't you?
Is this?
A little brush from the vacuum cleaner. You helped Mummy use that yesterday, didn't you?
Oh, cherry.
Do you remember when we were taking the blankets out of Brady's basket? There was all sorts of fluff and bits and pieces that fell onto the floor. And so you used the vacuum cleaner for the first time, didn't you?
Mm.
You've switched it on and off many times, but you've never actually pushed it. But you did yesterday. You were a really big help to Mummy, weren't you?
Yes. Oh, show you.
Show me? Did you say show you? You showing me what you can do?
Yeah.
You're very clever, aren't you? Grandma and Grandma are usually here by now, aren't they?
Yes.
Doesn't matter because we're not actually ready yet to go, but...
Hear it?
They're usually here, aren't they?
Yes.
Thomas, I can't hear what you're saying, darling.
The lady.
A lady?
Yes, a lady, yeah.
Can you see a lady?
Yeah.
Walking past?
Yes, Thomas' house.
Walking past Thomas's house? Walking past Thomas' house?
Thomas' house now.
Oh, I see. Something's gone through the letterbox, has it?
Yes, the Thomas house.
Right, you should go and have a look. It'll be the newspaper, I think. It's Thursday, isn't it?
Newspaper.
Mummy usually goes to work on Wednesdays, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And I was thinking it was Wednesday today, but it's Thursday and that's the day the newspaper's delivered. Was it Lisa?
Lisa
who brought it?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Let's have a look. The reporter, South Manchester Reporter.
Oh, here we go.
Thank you very much, darling. That's nice. Go close the door again now, please.
No, I don't.
Sister? No, I don't. Oh, do you?
Show me help.
You need Mummy's help?
Yes.
Right. I'm just peeling these. I'll peel the apple and cut it up. I'm just taking the pips out of the grapes.
Pips? Not ripe pips.
No light pips. No, we don't like pips, do we?
No.
No, we shouldn't eat pips.
No.
What fruit has pips in it?
Grapes.
Grapes and?
Apples.
Apples. And
pears.
Pears. You don't really eat oranges, but oranges do, don't they? You like those little satsumas and mandarin type oranges, and they don't really have a lot of pips, do they? But they do sometimes.
Tomatoes.
Well, tomatoes have little seeds, lots and lots of little seeds, but we don't take the seeds out of tomatoes, do we?
No. I bite it.
Yes, you usually just bite tomatoes and then leave the tomato, don't you? You're not too worried about eating them.
Tea time.
Right, that's fruit ready for Thomas. Shall we go and change you first and then eat your fruit?
Yes.
Because you're looking a bit smelly now. Grandma and Grandad arrive, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's not going to be nice for them to come and give you a kiss. Yes, I'm ready, darling. I'm ready. Right, up we go. Were you telling Purdy that you gave Sarah a kiss?
Oh, okay, now. Going backwards.
Yes, that's right. She drove backwards, didn't she? That was a nice surprise, wasn't it?
The wheels going around.
Yes, the wheels are going round and round. That's some cup of tea there for Grandma.
And a Dad.
Yes, and a Granddad. You've got those grapes to eat, haven't you? You've come back to cook your Rice Krispies.
Yes.
Are you going back to eating Rice Krispies?
Listen.
Listen? Why are they still crackling?
Pop.
Right. Oh. Yes, I think the snap crackling pop's gone because they've been standing a long time now, haven't they?
Yeah.
So yes, Sarah's just called in to see you, hasn't she?
Yeah. You sent the letters.
Yeah, she brought a letter. That was quite funny, wasn't it?
Oh.
We've not seen Sarah for a long time, have we?
No.
Right, Purdy Wordy, would you like some food?
Yes, yours.
What's she saying? Yes, of course. Would you like some food, Purdy? You'll say yes, of course.
Yeah.
So what's she going to do with Grandma and Grandad?
Smarties.
Pardon?
Smarties?
Do you think Grandma's got some Smarties in her bag? Or do you think you'll be going to the shop to buy some Smarties?
Yes, a shop with the Smarties.
Shop for some Smarties. I think you're going to be in queue, aren't you? Grandad's saying it. You were having a trip to B&Q?
I've been to two trains.
Oh, I see. Watch trains. Yes, you can do that from the car park of B&Q, can't you? You can watch trains going through the trees.
But careful, Lola.
Oh, I see. You're talking now. You're going back to Monday, aren't you? When we went on the train with Ben and Charlotte, and we were waiting at Burnage Station, and we had a bag on the back of your pushchair, and you did something with your feet. You sort of pushed your feet against one of the benches at the station, and your pushchair just completely tipped over, didn't it?
There's a train coming.
Yes.
Which train?
And you ended up lying on your back, didn't you? It's a good job you fell. You were really far back on the platform and you fell backwards. You have to stand very far away from the trains when they're going past because they go very quickly, don't they? So you're going to B&Q and you're going to have a look at the trains?
Yes.
And what else? Do you think you're going to the supermarket?
Yes.
And do you think you're going to the restaurant or the cafe?
Yes.
You usually do with Mum and Grandma, don't you? Do you have a drink? Just trying to do some washing up to us. Can you hear? It always says I'm washing out a bottle. It always says. It almost looks like a bottle of milk. It's so white, isn't it?
Watch Pippin on, Derek.
Watch Pippin on, or you can perhaps watch Pippin later. You can't watch Erin, can you?
Yeah.
Right. Pussycat, would you like your plate topping up? Where's she gone? There she is, what's she watching? Can you see that big slug on the lid of your sandpit outside? Can you see that big slug crawling at the outside? It's very nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ew.
Poo.
Ew.
Yeah. Poo.
Oh, look at that pen. He must have heard me open the fridge. Don't get the tin out because she's standing here straight away, isn't she? She came running over. There you are, pussycat. And what's happening tomorrow morning, Tom?
Tomorrow is drum time.
Kind of drum time? You knew that straight away, didn't you?
Thank you, Lord.
Kind of drum time, but it's a busy day.
No, Lord.
More slug. Is the slug there?
Crawling.
Oh, it's crawling. It's crawling down the side from the top of the sandpit on the lid. It's crawling down the side, isn't it?
Ooh.
Tomorrow, Thomas, it's bang a drum time. And then we've got to go to the bank because we're sorting out some money for our holidays. And then Demetra's going to come for lunch. Comes with a camera, doesn't she?
With tummy.
She has with a big tummy.
Yeah.
Oh, I shall tell her. I don't know what you said. And then we've got to go to the beehive in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And we must do some shopping.
Shopping.
And Mummy's got to try and smell the ironing gun. That we can go on holiday. We've got quite a busy few days, haven't we?
What are they doing?
Right, Grandma's got her tea, hasn't she?
Yeah. Thomas, a cup of tea too.
Thomas, a cup of tea too. Well, that's Grandma's. Mummy's had one.
Yes, Thomas, a cup of tea too.
Thomas, a cup of tea too. Is that what you fancy?
Mm. Okay, then you're in the bed.
Going to do some toast. But Grandma likes a cup of coffee, doesn't she?
Yes.
Rather than a cup of tea.
Like bread.
You like bread?
Yeah.
Would you like a piece of bread now?
Yeah.
What's this second breakfast?
What? No, no, no.
What's going on? You're going to have a big tummy, that's what's going on. Would you like anything on it?
No.
No, just bread.
Jam.
Just bread with jam on it. Shall we put that nice red jam on that we had the other day?
Not purple.
Purple?
No.
It's not purple, is it? No. Oh, is that what you're saying?
Red.
Red jam. Just let me put that slice of bread in the toaster for Grandad.
What are we doing?
Well, Mummy's using the bread knife, and I'm not really very good with it, Thomas.
No.
No? You don't have to agree with me.
No.
I'm better when we've got this homemade bread. Isn't very easy to cut, and I'm okay when we've got the electric carving knife. I can do it properly. Make a bit of a hash of it when I'm just using the ordinary bread knife.
What's that? What are you going on?
What's going on? I'm going to put some jam on there for you. I think Auntie Mabel and Pippin's on the television tomorrow, Thomas.
Yeah.
At 9 o'clock.
I'll meet her.
Yes, Mitra's coming. But she's not coming at 9 o'clock, so you'll be able to watch it.
Come in now.
You'll be able to watch it before we go to bed on time, won't you?
Come in.
We saw the postman this morning, didn't we?
Ooh.
Remember seeing Ray?
What? Come in.
Waved, didn't he? Thomas, look at that big slip now. It's crawled off your sandpit and it's crawling all across you. Birdie's going to sort it out. No, she's not. She's not even bothered, is she?
No.
Not bothered. Just sit here a minute with you.
Mm.
There we are. Keep Grandad happy, won't it?
Yeah.
Grandma likes tea and Grandad likes coffee. Well, Grandad likes tea and coffee. Grandma's not really bothered about coffee, is she?
No, I like coffee.
Yeah. Does Grandad have a spoon of sugar in his coffee?
That too?
Is that what he says? Thank you.
Don't eat that. Going backwards.
What, the slug? Is it going backwards?
Yeah. Not going backwards.
You're still going back to those Rice Krispies, aren't you?
Look at it out. Look it out.
What are you saying to Purdy? You're talking to her through the glass, but I can't tell what you're saying.
Look it out.
No, get out.
No. Not want it.
Pardon?
Not work.
No, not Dannon.
Not work. Not move.
Who's not moving? You?
No, stop.
Not move, stop. Who are you telling to stop?
No, sit up. Broken it.
No, sit up, broken it. What have you broken?
I'll show you.
Show you?
Oh!
Oh, dear. Oh, you just bumped your elbow on the chair and you're showing me now. You said show you. You rolled up the sleeve, didn't you? You rolled up your sleeve and showed me.
No, get it out.
No, getting out?
Not what leg.
I can't really tell what you're saying, Thomas. I'm very sorry.
Hello, leg. Not worry.
Not worry? No, I won't worry. Don't worry. I shan't worry if you don't worry.
Not worry, Mummy!
Alright, Thomas, I'll try not to. Thank you. teletubbies are going to be on fairly soon, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you like to watch them?
Yes, please. Yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course. You want to watch. It was a silly question, wasn't it?
No, no. Yes, of course.
Yeah. You've eaten a big breakfast today, haven't you, Maggie? So am I, because I'm having some more now. You just dropped your spoon onto the chair and Birdie was sitting on the mat outside and she jumped. So she must have heard the bump. That's quite surprising because I thought the door was a thick door. Perhaps something else made a jump. What do you think it was?
Lemonade.
Lemonade?
Yeah.
You're enjoying those, aren't you?
What's this?
It's jam. You just stuck your finger in the jam, haven't you? Does it taste good? Very good.
More jam.
More jam.
Shops for more jam.
Shops for some more jam. Yes, we went to the shop to buy this jam, didn't we?
More jam.
More jam. There was all sorts of jam there. There was some jam that you said was brown jam and it was apricot, but it really looked brown, didn't it?
No, my dad's time to doctors.
What did you say about Nana and Grandad and the doctors?
Helicopters.
Helicopters?
Yes, like it.
Helicopters like it? Oh, have you had apricot jam at Grandma and Grandad's house? Yes, you see a lot of helicopters. Well, they live quite near the sea, don't they? A lot more helicopters near the sea than there are here. Search and rescue helicopters.
Helicopters.
They fly over the sea looking for people, don't they? Whereas here, well, they still fly over looking for people, but it's usually naughty people who've done naughty things. Isn't it? People who drive quickly and run away from people. It's usually the policeman in his helicopter, isn't it, watching what's going on the ground. You look very thoughtful, Thomas.
Big bites.
Big bites, yes, you're having quite a big bite out of that, aren't you? Wow. Dressed you in shorts this morning, but I don't know whether it's cold outside or not. You'll have to ask Grandma. Grandma's been out, hasn't she? We haven't.
New dress.
Mummy's ready for work now, isn't she? Busy day at work, taking lots of pennies from lots of people.
Dimitra.
Dimitra? I don't think I've ever taken money off Dimitra.
No people.
No people, no. Have you enjoyed that? Good. I can hear the birds next door, can you? don't actually know the name of Auntie Linda's birds, do you?
No, don't house.
Thomas' house? Mm. We can hear them in our house, can't we? Not very often, but I could just hear them then.
Cheeping.
Cheeping, that's right. Cheep, cheep.
Birthday dog.
Pardon?
Birthday.
Birdie, is she still there? Yeah, she's still on the map. Look, and the slug's gone as well. It's travelled quite a long way.
Not dog.
There we are. Grandma might have to get some more milk when you go to the shops as well.
We're all gone now.
Yes, well, we've got some milk in the fridge, but if we're having cups of tea...
We're all done.
You like a drink in the morning, don't you? A nice drink in the morning and the afternoon milk.
Grapes.
Grapes. Well, there's a bowl of grapes, really, isn't there?
Oh, sticky fingers.
Sticky fingers?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Poor Thomas and sticky fingers. Gee, some of these grapes are quite sticky now. Aren't they? Cut up a few more and then you can share them, can't you? Think it's time. It's about time for Teletubbies, isn't it? And then Mummy's going to go. She's in a rush. Is that all right?
Yes, Teletubbies. Dirty fingers.
Have you got dirty fingers?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get a cloth and wipe them in a second. Don't worry too much about it, darling.
Oh, Major, darling.
Major's coming. No, she's not coming till Friday. Hey, Mama. Oopsie-daisy.
Mama, I did sticky fingers.
Oh, just a minute. What sticky fingers have you? Can you not eat grapes with sticky fingers?
No. Dirty.
They're dirty. Oh, dirty. Can't have that, can we?
No.
There you are. Okay. That nice now?
Tasty.
Are they tasty?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm pleased about that. Black grapes and green grapes. I think in the shop they were called brown grapes. I think they were called red grapes in the shop, weren't they? Okay. Right, is it time for Teletubbies?
Yeah. The meat is coming. Not yet.
Oh, I can't see on the television. What's the matter? I think it's Po and Tinky Winky. They've done something to me.
All right.
Oh, it's the birthday cards beforehand. Look.
Mixer.
Yes, look at that. That's a character from Bob the Builder, isn't it? It's the orange mixer.
Round and round.
Round and round. Look at that. What a beautiful card. A lovely birthday card. It's a picture of the mixer from Bob the Builder. What's it called? Dizzy, isn't it, the mixer? And he's just turned the handle round as if the cement mixer was mixing. And it's revealed a photograph of two children. It must be the birthday of one of them. It says, "Yes, we can laugh, Dizzy, too, today, but we've turned the sound down so I can't tell what the man is saying." Oh, and there's another one there, three today. That's a three today, Josh. Happy birthday. That's a fireman. Sam, that's a fire engine. Two firemen and a balloon.
Not see it.
Not see it?
No, I hear it now.
No, hear it. No, I've turned the sound down, sweetheart. Whoopsie daisy. Just bent your leg. Okay, I'll go and turn the sound down.
What going on?
And that says Ashley Jane's three today, because I don't know the characters. That must be a programme we don't
know. No, hear it.